All right, as the next example, we chose the key of A flat, and it's A flat mixolydian, which means it could be an A flat 7 chord. And go ahead and play your scale, get it in your ear. It's only a half step up from where we were, but you'll see that it's going to feel a lot different. Just the key of A flat feels a lot different than the key of G. Yeah, good. All right, good. So in this particular case, I'm going to, whereas last time I let you choose the key, like the other chords, I'm going to first of all suggest the mood, the overall mood would be like a funk thing, because any seventh chord can also be a ninth chord, and any ninth chord can be a funk groove, like. So what the heck am I doing? You know this ninth chord, but for the purposes of people listening, from bottom to top, I'm doing X, 11, 10, 11, 11, 11. And that's an A flat 9. And I'm just doing the old trick where you just slide it up a half step. We'll say this, we're probably going to put some other chords on it, but even if you didn't and you just went, you know, if it worked for James Brown, it can work for us. You know, that's A flat mixolydian. All right, so you try it. I'll do the comping. And you who are listening, by the way, with a looper, if you're using a looper, you could always comp, like this chord is relatively sort of high up the neck. You could always comp, like, let me just demonstrate. There's my, and now I'm gonna do another loop with the bass line. I don't think it's that clean, but yeah, I'm gonna redo it, but you know what I mean. All right, so you improvise on that using A flat mixolydian. Up a couple of things here. First, we're going to beef up the chord progression. I think that's perfectly valid for an A section, but maybe we want to add a couple, you know, in the style of James Brown or something, we want to add a couple chords. Now, we have to do a little bit of math. Not math, but a little bit of conceptual. We're in A-flat mixolydian, which is the same, which is the 5 chord to what key? So, in other words, using your harmonized scale, you find the A-flat under Roman numeral 5, you go back to Roman numeral 1 in that same row. I guess it's a row. And it's the key of?
D flat.
D flat. So you can choose any of those other chords. Now, it would be better that we don't really have. I have to say this: we already have the flat 7, so we don't have to worry that the other chord has that. Earlier, we did an example with just a triad of G, and so we needed some kind of F to make it mixolydian. Here, we already have a flat 9, which has the flat 7 in it, so we have a little more liberty. So I might look at the key of D flat, and I see like F minor. Like I'm just randomly, I chose F minor, G flat, B flat minor, and D flat. So let's just do that. I guess my thought process was, we had such few chords in the A section that I wanted to make more chords in the B section, and I just kind of liked the F sound of F minor, and I just started heading up that way, and I skipped over A flat because we had that already, and I skipped over C diminished because it's a pain in the neck. So it's really not that ingenious if you look at it. So we're going to play F minor, G flat, B flat minor, and D flat. 1, 2, 3, 4, like B flat minor. So, as per the key, so this is the real trick right here. I'm not going to call the F minor a 3 chord, because we're not in D flat, we're in A flat. But wait, aren't we in A flat mixolydian, which means it has 5 flats, the same as D? No, I don't care about that. Like, really, if I had to write this tune out, if this was a real tune, I would write 4 flats at the top of the sheet. Even though that G flat is going to be flat every single time. It's just misleading if I write 4. It makes me think of the D flat as the key. If you don't read music, that made no sense to you, but whatever. I call this a 6. I call this a 7, even though it's a flat 7. We know it's flat, so I'm not going to say the word flat. I'd call this a what? Can you guess what B flat minor would be? Exactly right, a 2. And then finally, the D flat is the 4. So that's my bridge, is 6, 7, 2, 4. Sounds weird, but the numbers sound weird, but the tune sounds good. I hope it sounds good. Here we go. 6, 7, 2, 4, 3, 4. Maybe I'll do that 3 times and then vary the last time. So once more on this. Fourth time, I'm gonna vary it. So F minor, I'm just thinking out loud. And then I'll put in 5. No, I didn't like that as much. Let me just think. Last time around. I might stick an E flat 7 in there just because it feels like it should be the 5 of 5. Like this, it should be the 5 of the key of A flat is E flat, even though in this particular harmonized series it's E flat minor. But if you look at the key of A flat, the 5 itself would be E flat 7. So I might just stick that in there. So that's what I'm gonna do. If everything was strictly diatonic, the world would be pretty boring. Last time, instead of D flat, I'm gonna play E flat 7. And I did this sus, sus. So I could write this out, I guess. Alright, so there's our progression. I wrote it out. A flat 9 for 16 bars, and then the bridge, which is also 16. And the form is AB. Alright, so we'll loop that, and you wanna play along with me? Alright, here we go. We'll play along in A flat mixolydian. I'll even keep the metronome on, like 1, 2, 3.